claim, Canadian intelligence warned Trudeau Chinese communists were funding political candidates. By Chris Tomlinson on November 8, 2022. A Canadian broadcaster has claimed that Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was allegedly informed that the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, was directly funding at least 11 candidates in the 2019 federal election. The Canadian Security Intelligence Service, CSIS, is said to have informed Prime Minister Trudeau that the CCP has tried to exert influence in Canada's elections and even placed agents in the offices of elected members of parliament. The information comes from sources who allegedly told broadcaster Global News that the CCP has even gone as far as looking to punish Canadian politicians who have spoken out against China or are deemed to be a threat. Global News claims that none of the 11 candidates has been identified in the chief's briefings but noted the CCP interference network had been active in both Justin Trudeau's Liberal Party and the opposition Conservative Party of Canada, CPC. The allegations center around money allegedly funneled from the Chinese consulate in Toronto to both the federal election candidates and campaign staff. It is said money was transferred by a member of the Ontario Provincial Parliament and a staff member of a federal candidate, with at least $250,000 involved. Neither the Canadian Prime Minister's Office, PMO, nor Cheese gave the broadcaster concrete answers regarding the allegations, although Cheese did state that the CCP are attempting to carry out activities that are a direct threat to our national security and sovereignty. The allegations of CCP interference in Canadian domestic affairs come after it was revealed the CCP had set up unofficial police stations within Canada and other Western countries. The existence of the alleged police stations, three of which were located in Toronto, was revealed in September by the human rights group Safeguard Defenders. While the human rights group has claimed that the police stations are used to persuade Chinese nationals to return to China after claims of breaking Chinese law, the Chinese government has countered, claiming the stations actually provide renewal for driving licenses and other services, such as IDs. Weldon Ip, a China lead with Global Affairs Canada, told a House of Commons committee last month, the activity that's being alleged, the police stations, would be entirely illegal, totally inappropriate and would be the subject of very serious representations. Evidence suggests that the largest source of foreign interference in Canada by state actors is coming from People's Republic of China, sources, Ep said and added that Chinese dissidents in Canada have become more and more fearful of the reach of the CCP in Canada in recent years. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter at @TomlinsonCJ or email at Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.